We have been looking at this magical practice, the first part of this magical practice, also called a holy secret. Why? Because these teachings have been kept secret for a very, very long time and have only been passed on from teacher to disciple as oral instructions. And then Geshe Chikawa understood that actually this is a really, really powerful practice and very, very beneficial. And then he began to teach this very, very special, very powerful practice publicly. So we are very lucky that we have access to this meditation, to this practice of taking and giving. And so what we have been looking at the last 2 weeks, at the first part, which is taking with compassion. So what did we take? Something different than normally. Normally we want what others have. And anyway, we want many things for ourselves. But this practice is very, very different. So in this practice, we imagine or we visualize or we think, it's all the same, yeah, that we are taking all the suffering of each and every living being upon us. So, and then we visualize that this suffering or problems or whatever people do experience, difficulties, diseases, and suffering of death, whatever suffering we can experience, transforms into black smoke. We have been breathing in this black smoke into our heart, where this black smoke does destroy our self-cherishing mind, which is the main cause of all our suffering and problems. And then what we then also concentrate on is on a very, very deep conviction, a strong belief, I have liberated all living beings from their suffering, their problems, and I have destroyed my self-cherishing. And we develop great joy, because this is what we have to do finally anyway. Yeah, liberating all living beings from their suffering. This is what we want, and as Mahayana Buddhists anyway. And to be able to accomplish this wish, we need to get rid of our self-cherishing and self-grasping. So it's a very powerful meditation, and I explained a little bit more in detail last week how powerful this imagination is, or this visualization, and yeah, also put it in the context that everything is in reality only imagined. Everything is created by our own mind, yeah, by our thoughts, by our actions. So, like I've been reading, there is no other creator other than our own mind. So we can be completely convinced. If we maybe at the moment we don't understand it, so please don't worry, but don't spend too much time in wanting to investigate. Yeah, because at the moment, it of course others are still suffering. Others have still problems, still experiencing huge difficulties. But what we have done is we have created a cause Because this meditation is mental action, we have created the cause which earlier or later will become reality. Yeah, so I have to repeat this again and again. The results of an action are definite. They're 100% guaranteed. Yeah, so this is a mental action, meditation in general. And this meditation, of course, in particular. So we have created the causes that we will be able. We become able to actually engage in this practice so that this actually can happen. Very, very, very powerful. And I thought I would like to read this last paragraph because I think it's very inspiring. It's very powerful if we think about the results of this practice. So this is now refers still to taking. Taking motivated by compassion is an extremely pure mind, unstained by self-cherishing. So because we want to liberate others from their suffering, we have a compassionate mind. So this was the first step. Yeah, compassionate mind. Compassion means I can't bear the suffering of others. I can't bear seeing that they have all this pain, difficulties, obstacles, delusions, and so forth. And I want to liberate them. I want to liberate them from this suffering. And so this is compassion. And then we become active. So through this meditation, we engage in the visualization that we are actually doing it. And we do this with the mind of compassion. So therefore, our mind is very pure. It's a very pure motivation. Yes, it's, because it's pretty free from self-cherishing. So if you have obstacles or resistance to this practice, this is a very clear indication our self-cherishing has no interest in this practice and is only concerned for oneself and is afraid and is grasping and then what is going to happen to me? Nothing. Well, yes, if we engage in this practice, we create the causes to be able to liberate others from their suffering. And we have destroyed our self-cherishing, which is not easy to destroy, I promise. But this is a very powerful practice. So therefore, it's like also, I think I said magical, a magical practice. Yeah, it works a little bit beyond our direct understanding or beyond our ordinary views or thoughts. So therefore, I mentioned last week, it's very important that we simply engage in this practice with faith. This is what Geshe-la is encouraging us, without much investigation. And then by engaging in this practice, we will definitely experience ourselves the incredible beneficial results. Yeah, and the more we understand the function and nature of our mind, then we will be able to eliminate all the doubts about this practice, if it's possible, how it works, and whatever questions or doubts we may have. I promise. So therefore,